Christ our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You could hardly blame the disciples for thinking that the women's story was an idle tale. I can understand that. Even though these women had gone with them and they were credible, these were women that they knew very well. There were probably five or six that went to the tomb that day, and they came back with this fantastic story. But I can understand why the disciples did not believe them. It wasn't because the messengers were not credible. It's because when you see so many terrible things, when life slams into you, it's very hard to receive any good news. These disciples had seen the full force of Roman aggression. It would be the same as if tanks went up Moravia Street. What would we do? We'd all hide really quickly. The Roman army was assembled. Their leader was stripped and beaten. He was tried in a kangaroo court, and there was absolutely nothing that the disciples could do about it. All their hopes and dreams were gone. Not only that, they had made some foolish speech to Jesus. They said, "Oh, though all would leave you, Jesus, we'll never leave your side," until they saw the swords, and then they ran scurrying away. They made very foolish promises. Jesus himself knew that they would do this, but can you imagine the guilt that they felt that Sunday morning? And here the women come running to tell them some news that they saw angels and they saw the empty tomb, and they couldn't hear it. Have you ever had such gloom in your life that it wraps itself around you like a blanket? And even though you want to hear some good news, you can't receive it. That's what sadness does to us, and it feels like it will never go away. So these disciples were dismissive and said, "They're idle tales. It's too good to be true. We cannot believe this." One disciple, however, wanted to check out the lady's story, so he ran to the tomb, and he saw everything that the ladies had said, but it didn't say that he believed after he saw it. Just said he was amazed and went away. Later on in that story, when Jesus appears to two disciples going on to the Emmaus Road, they even said to him, "You know, there were women that just astounded us today." They didn't believe. It was too good to be true. The resurrection story was an idle tale to them. Do you understand how that can be? I do. Sometimes life envelops us in such sorrow that we look up to the heavens and say, "How can this be?" But in fact, that day, although the disciples were wrapped up in their gloom, Jesus was alive. And fortunately, he didn't leave them in their sorrow. He came to them, and the first thing he said was, "You know, you don't have much faith." And Jesus does not leave us either, but through the Holy Spirit of God shines light into our darkness. You say, "How can this be?" I want to tell you a story of a young man. This is a true story. His name was Matthew Stepanek. Some of you might have heard of him. This young man had muscular dystrophy. His mother had given birth to four children, and it wasn't until the fourth child that the doctors told her that she had this horrendous condition. She buried three children. Can you imagine the sorrow? Before their fourth birthday, three children were in the ground, and she had Maddie. The doctors told her, "Do not bond with this child, because he's going to die the same type of death. Do not bond with him." Well, she was a mother. And she said, I have to love this child. The husband, soon after Matthew's birth, we don't know quite when, could not handle the situation. And he left his wife and this little boy. Now, his wife also contracted the disease. So here she is in a wheelchair with a son to raise and no support. They counted on the food pantries from the different churches to keep food on their table. And of course, the treatments were quite expensive to keep Matthew alive. But Matthew was a singular child. He was very bright, very precocious. He started writing poetry when he was 4 or 5 years old. And this lady and her child had a very profound faith. One time, when he was quite ill and in a coma, he had lost consciousness, had stopped breathing, they were ventilating him, and she was afraid that he had had brain damage because of what happened, this medical crisis. And she writes this. This is a book called Messenger, and Jenny, his mother, wrote this after he died. The little boy died at about 13 years old. And she said, the next day I was sitting by Maddie's bed when his eyes finally opened, and he declared, don't believe the Christmas trees. It was early June, and I assumed there was brain damage. Then he added, everything is so much more beautiful and wonderful and glorious than we can imagine or compare or create, especially the light and the angels. The angels are nothing like what you put on a Christmas tree. This young man, in spite of his illness, in spite of all the terrible things he had to go through, had a magnificent faith in God, and his light shone brightly for those years on this earth.